JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Coming up on today's program, 18 tertiary level students presented with scholarships and book grants. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a child health and safety tip. Under the Governor General's I Believe initiative. The students were recognized for their participation in the 2015 Summer of Service competition, organized by the I Believe program. Throughout the summer, the recipients volunteered with non-governmental entities, as well as religious and community organizations. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen commended the awardees for their volunteerism and encouraged them to use their success upon completion of studies as an opportunity to help others and give back.
We trust that as you submerge yourself into your year of study or years of study, we hope that you can really spend some more time to focus on your objectives, to develop into the person that you ought to be, to develop in a way ever conscious that you're here for a purpose and you're coming back to make a significant contribution.
The Summer of Service competition is one component of the I Believe initiative and is geared towards increasing the spirit of volunteerism among Jamaican youth, as well as rewarding academic excellence. The prizes were provided for the students through partnerships with various corporate entities and the educational institutions.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of farming should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under the same act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in your parish or the parish you conduct business, once you are a registered farmer.
A message from the Prader Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit, ensuring Jamaican farmers reap what they grow.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaican National Development Plan, the aim is to achieve an economy that provides a high standard of living for all Jamaicans. For this to happen, Jamaica must work to develop a tax system that is fair and simple, maintain low inflation, and build strong financial systems. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
The chocolate was extracted from the cocoa seed. The cocoa seed was put in the sun to dry, and then would be parched on the fire, and then it was beaten in a mortar, what we call a mortar, until it becomes like to a paste. And then my mother used to roll it in her hands in, you know, round shapes or something kind of some long shapes. And then, you know, when grated, it made fine tea or, you know, drink. It's very hot with cow's milk.
And for today's child health and safety tip, we discuss the importance of your child completing a medical examination for the new school year.
I believe the children are our future.
Before your child starts the new school year, make sure that a complete medical examination is done to determine the child's health status. Also, making sure that children of all ages are fully vaccinated is one of the most important things parents can do to ensure their children's long-term health, as well as the health of friends, classmates, and others in the community. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you. Thanks for your company on today's journey, Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Bethalia Reynolds-Baker. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.